today on the TMZ Podcast.
Welcome to the TMZ Podcast. Derek and Eric here. How you doing, Eric?
Good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing better. More information has come in about Ariana Madix. She's finally broken her silence over the Scandoval. So, listen, everyone knows where we are at this point. Tom Sandoval was in a relationship with her for a number of years.
Like 10 years, wasn't it?
Almost 10 years, 9 or 10 years. They then broke up and, you know, he has been apologizing because he cheated on her allegedly for the last 8 months with a woman named Raquel,
who
is also on Vanderpump Rules.
A friend to both of them
and a close friend of Ariana. So Ariana, though, who is the cheated upon partner in this whole saga, has now said something. So Tom has apologized. Raquel has apologized for her role, and everyone wants to hear from the brokenhearted Ariana. Well, now you've heard. She went on Instagram and she released a statement, which is how these things are done these days. This is what Tom did. He released like a 3 or 4 paragraph statement about how...
Yeah, block a text on Instagram is the way to go.
Right. So we can't read her emotions, but here's what it says. It says, "To say I've been devastated and broken is an understatement. However, I know that I'm not in this alone. So many of my closest friends are also grieving this loss right now and reeling from this betrayal on so many levels. I am so effing lucky to have the best support system in the world, and I hope I can repay every single person for the love you have shown me." Now, here's the kicker.
Yeah.
The coda to all this, she said, "What doesn't kill me better run. Love, Ariana." So, obviously, riffing on "what doesn't kill me makes me stronger,"
right.
She puts it into a mode
more
of vengeance.
Threat.
Yeah, I mean, that's an open threat. I don't know any other way to read that. Is she's kind of out for blood. They got a reunion show coming up. I think she's going to not go quietly into that good night.
Absolutely not. But first, I guess, you know, they're reality show people, so we should expect it. But how dramatic this is.
Their like, loss. That's
yes,
my
you know,
favorite,
it's,
yes.
It's a 10-year relationship. He cheated. That is, you know, that's awful. But, you know, that she's, you know, broken and grieving this loss, like some tremendous, like her whole family got wiped out or something.
Yes. It does sound like it is, like a war-torn, like,
yeah, like
family.
Like it's like
of
a
loss.
Dispatch from yeah. Ukraine right now or something.
Yes.
It is a little threatening. Do you think it's toward Tom or Raquel or both of them?
That's the question. So I read this as towards Raquel. I read it as, "You have spurned me. You were supposed to be my friend. Men are, you know," this is the sort of my reading is, you know, Tom, a lot of people have said, is sort of a classic narcissist, and Raquel was someone who, like, stroked his ego. He has this band where they wear sequin pants. I think his backup singers are called the Most Extras. And Ariana has been painted as this character who is like, "I'm with Tom, and I find him a little ridiculous, and I'm not going to stroke his ego. We're on equal footing," and he obviously went towards someone who made him feel big and important in a way. And that's the way this has been painted by the friends. And so she's saying, it sounds to me like she's saying, the person I can destroy in all this is the other woman.
Well, of course. And so you know more about this than I do, because you're a big fan of the show. Raquel was a fan of the show originally, right?
Yes.
It's been on for a long time. So she sort of came in, like, you know, a little starry-eyed. And so definitely Ariana has that power over her. So, you know, you better run kind of thing could be like a, you know, like a physical threat sort of implied. Or is it more of like a, "You have to leave the show because it's our show. We were here first. You're done."
Yeah, I think it's a little of the latter. It's a little of, "How dare you? You're this fangirl. We opened up our arms to you. I made you a friend of mine. I'm one of the originals on this show. How dare you treat me like this and stab me in the back? You would be nothing. You wouldn't be on Vanderpump Rules. You wouldn't get to play in this sandbox with us." So that's
the
where...
The Sandoval box?
Right. I think exactly. The Sandoval box. But I think Tom is also an OG, so she can't really do much. Tom is going to have his supporters. He's got Tom Schwartz. He's got business opportunities. He's a very big deal in the Vanderpump
world. And viewers are invested in, you know, his story and Ariana's story. If Raquel leaves the show, is it any great loss to Vanderpump Rules or any of the shows?
I think that's right. If you think of Raquel, she is a newcomer once the series was already a juggernaut, but she's not the one who built it. I mean,
if you're in casting, you're going to get rid of one of this trio. It's not going to be Tom or Ariana.
Look, I think from Andy Cohen's perspective, they're all very important now. So if you're just the producer of this show, you're looking at this and saying, there's no one I want to kick off. I love all of this drama. I love all this friction. However, you're right. If Ariana goes to Andy Cohen and says, "I'm out unless you get rid of Ariana," I think she has less leverage to stay on the show as a permanent fixture than someone like Ariana.
And isn't this the thing with Housewives that yeah, you want drama and you want the friction between the personalities. But when the clashes get to the point that people aren't speaking to each other anymore, then it's not good TV.
Then it hurts. Exactly. Right. Everything sort of crosses a line. You want the friction of table flipping, wine throwing. The Real Housewives do this as well. And when NeNe leaks and you know, sort of Kim Zolciak, when they get too far that they just sort of turn their backs to each other on the reunion show and don't make eye contact.
Well, that's bad television.
That's bad television. So it's you need the frisson of sort of conflict, but you can't have absolute cold iciness because it just doesn't play. You need to have people not liking each other and hurling insults, not just sort of hunkering down in their own silos. This happened with Lisa Rinna recently.
Yeah.
If you burn enough bridges, no one is there on the reunion show or during the season to defend you. And you need battle lines drawn and you need support on both sides to have real conflict.
Well, and that's the thing. Yeah, like with when the Vanderpump cast comes back together, no one's going to be on Raquel's side.
That's the thing that I'm waiting on.
And
is someone willing to be the heel who says
no?
Raquel didn't do, so I've sort of posited this in some ways. I think the relationship between Ariana and Raquel was somewhat like we've alluded to, not maternal, but hey, come into the fold. You're the newbie, and I want to make you feel welcome on this new show. We have all these ingrained friendships, but I'm going to open my arms to you and allow you to be a friend. And Raquel is just sort of wide-eyed. She's sort of trying to experience everything. She doesn't owe any real loyalties. Their friendship can only be so deep. Everyone is painting Raquel as Ariana's best friend. I don't see the relationship that way. I see her as someone who's trying to help this girl along and get her sort of integrated into the group. And Raquel felt like she was allowed to sort of roam around the group and hook up with who she may. If you're going to let me in the group, then I can hook up with the guys in the group. I'm not sure she did.
Didn't she hook up with like four guys in the show?
Yeah, she kissed Tom Schwartz. Or,
I mean, not she kissed, hooked up, but there's been some commingling between her and a lot of the guys on the show.
Yes, there are a couple comminglings, but the hierarchy, it seems the focus has been lost because she seems like this spider woman or something. The real bad guy in all of this to me is Tom Sandoval. And we lose that focus when we start to shift some of our ire towards someone like Raquel, who, yes, played a significant role, yes, had a friendship with Ariana, but Tom Sandoval had a 9-year relationship that he then just tossed to the side. I mean, if you're going to be mad at someone and you can only reserve so much anger, shouldn't, you know, 80% of it be directed towards Tom, and then someone could come up and say this in Raquel's defense?
And it wasn't even like, it wasn't like they hooked up. It wasn't like, oh, we got drunk and like slept together or something. They had a full like dating relationship for what, 6 months?
They seem to like each other. I mean, this is more like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, which originally everyone said, oh, how could you do this to Jennifer Aniston? But they ended up getting married and starting an entire family. At some point, if they stay together, how do you critique the relationship? TJ Holmes and Amy Robach, same way. They cheated on their spouses, but they seem to love each other.
And, well, there are so many famous examples of that. You know, Bruce Springsteen and his wife. She was a backup singer. He was married. They started fooling around on tour, but now they've been married for almost 40 years.
That's right. And no one thinks Patty Scalfa at this point is like a bad person. They're obviously like just an old couple that had the genesis of their relationship in infidelity.
Wasn't Tom Hanks married when he met Rita Wilson?
Tom and Rita.
And he's America's sweetheart.
Exactly. So if this relationship lasts long enough, the narrative changes. And so I do think someone will eventually say, hey, let's pause a beat and see if Tom and Raquel are just a fling or they're like soulmates. And if they're soulmates, you got to like sort of accept Raquel or let them ride off to the sunset like TJ and Amy and never be on Good Morning America and good luck to you too.
So if Tom and Raquel, you know, just, you know, like you said, hunker down together and they're a couple now, do they get their own show?
I think absolutely. Now, I think someone will take a chance on Tom and Raquel as interesting people in a relationship and colorful enough to carry their own show. Do I think that show ultimately works without the conflict of a cheating scandal? I don't. But I do think that they have enough heat on them that someone will give them a chance to say, hey, can you sustain this? Are you guys a cool couple? Are you going to have interesting conversations, interesting sort of adventures, interesting conflicts all along the way. This one is sort of played out in some sense, but I do think someone will take a chance on them. I think they're very, very high profile now in a way that, like, even though you don't watch Vanderpump Rules, I understand it's not your thing, you now know their names.
It's definitely worked for all of them. I mean, I knew who Tom was. I had no idea who Raquel was before all this, but it's definitely elevated their profile and there's interest in them. So, yeah.
We'll be right back.
Let's talk about someone who you deeply care about now. I want to shift gears, and we both deeply care. And this is maybe my favorite of the hair metal bands. There was some big news with the drummer from Def Leppard. Tell us about it.
This is so bizarre. Of course this happened in Florida because, you know, Florida.
Yes.
Rick Allen, the drummer for Def Leppard, the one, you know, famously lost his arm back in the 80s, has been playing with one arm for all these years. Def Leppard, he was at a hotel. They have some shows there. He goes outside. He's just having a cigarette. And while he's standing there, this 19-year-old runs up and tackles him and knocks him on the ground. He hits his head on the ground pretty hard. And this wasn't just like a fun, jokey, overzealous fan or anything, because a woman in the hotel saw this and ran out to help Rick Allen. And the guy then tackled her. She tried to run back inside, and he grabbed her by the hair and started dragging her back out. Then took off to another hotel and like started vandalizing a bunch of cars.
Yeah, this is a wild story. So I read this police report this morning, and it's nuts. The most interesting part is the guy who tackled Rick or pushed him down was described as hiding behind a pole before this incident. So you imagine Rick is outside. You can't smoke indoors anywhere, and they're at a Four Seasons, a very fancy hotel. And then the guy just bum rushes him. It's unclear. They don't write anything in cops.
There's no motive, right?
Rarely write about a motive.
Because I don't know if this kid even knew who Rick Allen was.
At first, I thought he was an excited sort of fan who got in over his head.
A little overeager and like ran up to him and knocked him down. But no, this was an assault. This was a weird, semi-premeditated attack, it seems.
And it's quite serious because Rick Allen is disabled. And he's elder.
No, that's the thing. My heart sank when I was reading the police report. One of the things the kid's charged with is elder abuse.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, not the drummer from Def Leppard. That's elder abuse?
Look, Eric, it's that time. He's 59 years old. There's also another woman involved.
Well, I thought 65 was like senior citizen.
It usually is. What I think is going on here is elder abuse is the same statute as abuse of a disabled person. And I think Rick Allen is considered a disabled person because he only has one arm. It's also possible that the other woman, the victims' names are redacted. So it's possible the other woman was old who he beat up. So there's criminal mischief for the vandalism of the cars. Apparently he was smashing out windows. This kid is 19 years old who is alleged to have done all of these things. It's really, it's very strange right now. I wonder if he had some sort of, you know, delusions or things of that nature. It's hard to believe that Rick Allen did anything meriting such an attack. Other than the guy sort of like.
I don't know if this kid even knows who Rick Allen is or would recognize him to be. You know, I mean, I know what he looks like, and also, you know, famously he has the one arm. But it's just a guy almost 60 outside smoking. I don't know if this 19-year-old knew who he was exactly. But
yeah, it's unclear to me now. He hasn't given a comment on it. It sounds like he will be okay. Because even though he hit his head, some of the charges that are in the report are battery on a disabled person or an elder person without serious injury. So I'm hopeful that he didn't suffer anything.
It doesn't
nearly
seem like
as bad as losing his arm.
And Def Leppard's on tour with Motley Crue in Florida, and they haven't canceled any tour dates. So
yeah, when I read this, though, my heart sank about the reading about the elder abuse, although I do think it's about his disability. And it was so metal, though. You read these stories and Def Leppard, unlike Motley Crue, I don't think their reputation is angry, throwing, television out the window. Not hardcore. They're the Mutt Lang guys. Their songs are very heavily produced. But I love Def Leppard.
Everybody does. They're one of the biggest bands of all time. People still listen to that album. They still sell records.
And what's interesting is he's been their drummer since the
beginning.
They ever swapped him out. And you alluded to it. I think he lost the arm in a car accident,
It was a car wreck, and his arm was ripped off. Doctors reattached it. Then there was an infection, and they had to amputate it. So he had to go through losing his arm twice.
And if you've ever seen, he has like a rig that's sort of set up to help him compensate for the lack of the arm as a drummer, which two arms is typically quite important. What I've always found fascinating about Rick Allen is it's one thing to continue being like a jazz drummer with a paintbrush, sort of soft beats.
Oh, jazz drumming's pretty tricky.
It's tricky. Yeah, there is fast drumming. I meant sort of like
not
slow.
Even fast. It's just, but yeah, it's.
This guy is a heavy metal drummer.
It was always so cool. The band never even entertained the idea of replacing him. You know, that accident happened in 84. Their next album, Hysteria, that's the one that has most of the Def Leppard songs people know, like Pour Some Sugar on Me and Love Bites. So he had one arm for all those songs.
It's wild. All the big hits, he's banging that drum, kicking the kick drum. It's pretty incredible. If you ever want to YouTube some videos of just how he does it, there's been a lot of them.
But if he could overcome that, then yeah, a 19-year-old, yeah, they're not going to cancel any shows.
No,
I think he got knocked down. He can handle that, but
he'll get up again. That's all.
Yeah.
All right, that'll do it for us. We'll see you guys next time.